Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is the free edition of the Coffee Break Spanish magazine, and it's the 24th of October 2012. Estáis escuchando Coffee Break Spanish. You're listening to Coffee Break Spanish. My name is Mark, and I'm your host for this show. I'll be getting you through the episode, helping you understand all our fantastic content. This week, we'll be joining Alba on the streets of Barcelona, where she is asking the question, ¿En qué pasas demasiado tiempo? Laura is returning to Las Moscas this week for another intriguing idiomatic phrase. And we're going to start this episode in Seattle with JP and Nayeli, who'll be helping Beth, who wants to know how to say every other in Spanish. All this and more coming up on this episode of Coffee Break Español. Now, before we start, I'd like to apologise for the late publication of this episode. There's more details on the Radiolingua website as to the delays that we've experienced over the past couple of weeks. We hope that you enjoy this episode and, of course, that you find it useful. Okay, let's begin. We're heading straight to Seattle. And JP, what do you have for us this week?
Well, Mark, Nayeli and I have a question about an expression in Spanish. How are you doing, Nayeli?
I'm good, JP. How are you?
I'm great. Beth has a question, and I think you're the person to answer this question, Nayeli.
I hope so.
Okay, Beth wants to know how to say every other, as in every other day. So not every day, but every other day. She also wants to know how to say something like every other car in the lot was a Lexus. So how do we say every other in Spanish?
We use cada dos.
Cada dos.
Each two. I mean, that would be sort of the literal translation.
Mm-hmm.
And so we do not say cada otro día. We say cada dos días.
Cada dos días.
As
okay.
in every other day. Cada dos días is every 2 days,
mm-hmm.
which is a little bit more mathematical.
Okay, yeah, the math is the same.
The math is the same. It's one of every two.
All right, and how about every other car was a Lexus?
Uno de cada dos carros. One of every two cars was a Lexus. Uno de cada dos carros era un Lexus.
Okay.
Or if we want to simplify the math, we could mm-hmm. just say, la mitad de los carros, half of the cars were Lexus.
That's a good solution. Do you think that's probably what people would just say, right?
The expression cada dos días o cada dos carros mm-hmm. is the correct way of speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could say un día sí, un día no.
Can you say that with about the cars too? Un carro sí, un carro no?
También, yes.
Okay.
You could do that. But it's probably very elementary and not properly.
Well, you never know. Some people like to talk like that.
True, true, true. But I learned because living here, I just think in English too. And so I would say every other day and I would go around saying cada otro día.
Oh, that's a mistake though, right?
It's a big mistake. I was sat down and informed that that a native Spanish speaker doesn't say that. But
okay.
A native Spanish speaker that's been living in the U.S., sometimes it just doesn't click and you do the literal translation in your head.
Okay.
But ever since then, I've learned it. I've kept it. That
okay.
Cada dos días.
Cada dos días, un día sí, un día no.
Un día sí, un día no.
All right, well, that's our Q&A session for this Coffee Break Spanish Magazine podcast. Nayeli, it's been a pleasure as always.
Igualmente.
So, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask us a question, please go to our website, qandaspanish.com. Remember to spell out the word and, qandaspanish.com. When you get to the website, you can find all sorts of ways to submit your question to us via email, via voicemail, via Skype. We got a whole bunch of different ways that you can get your question answered on a podcast. So that's where we're going to leave you this week. We're going to say adios from our studio in Seattle and return you to Mark in Scotland. Hasta luego.
Hasta luego.
Muchas gracias a JP, a Nayeli y también a Beth. Thank you for sending us your question. If you have a question that you'd like us to answer here on the Coffee Break Spanish magazine, or indeed on JP and Nayeli's show Q&A Spanish, then head over to our website and find out how you can send us your questions. That's all at radiolingua.com, or indeed, as JP said, Q&A Spanish.com. Y ahora vamos a seguir con nuestra frase idiomática de la semana. Hola, Laura, ¿qué tal estás esta semana?
Hola, Mark, muy bien.
¿Y has encontrado una frase interesante para nosotros esta semana?
Sí, hoy te traigo tener la mosca detrás de la oreja.
Ah, pues recuerdo otra frase con las moscas, ¿no?
Sí, ¿te acuerdas?
Por si las moscas, sí.
Sí.
Entonces, esta semana la frase es...
tener la mosca detrás de la oreja.
Entonces, la mosca, the fly,
yes,
detrás de la oreja. So, behind the ear.
Exactly.
So, to have a fly behind your ear.
Yeah, do you imagine how uncomfortable that can be?
Sí, me lo puedo imaginar. ¿Nos puedes explicar qué significa tener una mosca detrás de la oreja?
Representa un sentimiento, algo que tú crees que no va bien, que no es correcto.
Ok, entonces algo que sospechas, quizás.
Sí, una sospecha.
¿Nos podrías dar un ejemplo de cuándo se utilizaría esta frase? Porque me parece un poco difícil.
Sí, imagínate que una persona tiene presentimiento de que su pareja está encontrándose con alguien diferente y no tiene ninguna evidencia, no tiene ninguna prueba, simplemente tiene una sensación de que algo no va bien. Entonces, en ese momento tiene la mosca detrás de la oreja.
Entonces, la persona tendría la mosca detrás de la oreja y esta persona podría decir, tengo la mosca detrás de la oreja.
Uh-huh.
En otras palabras, podría decir, estoy sospechando algo,
sí,
o tengo una sospecha.
Sí, sí.
Estoy pensando, en inglés tenemos dos frases que podrían interesarte, quizás. No sé si las conoces. Podemos decir to smell a rat. Otro animal, no una mosca, pero a rat. Así que si tienes una sospecha, puedes decir I think I smell a rat.
Mm-hmm.
¿Conoces esta expresión?
No, es nueva para mí.
Y también hay otra frase que me viene a la mente, que sería something smells fishy.
Sí, es curioso. En español hay una parecida sin utilizar el animal. Algo huele mal.
Algo huele mal. Something, sí, smells bad.
Sí.
Ok. Así que esta semana tenemos las moscas detrás de las orejas.
Sí.
Y también hemos aprendido, tú has aprendido dos frases idiomáticas en inglés.
Claro que sí. La primera es something smells fishy.
Sí.
Y la segunda era algo como I think I smell a rat, is it?
Perfecto. Muy bien. Pues entonces nos vemos la semana que viene.
¡Hasta luego!
Coffee Break Español. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. In between lessons of Coffee Break Spanish, why not check out our social media accounts? On Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We post regular language challenges and cultural information. We are Learn Spanish on Twitter. And you can come behind the scenes with the Coffee Break team by searching for Coffee Break Languages on Instagram. Practice your Spanish and join the conversation with Coffee Break Spanish.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. It's time now to move to our final part of this week's magazine, and that's where we head to Barcelona with Alba. This week's question is an interesting one.
Bueno, Alba, cuéntanos, ¿cuál es la pregunta de hoy?
Nuestra pregunta de hoy es, ¿en qué pasas demasiado tiempo?
So this week's question from Alba, ¿en qué pasas demasiado tiempo? Literally, ¿in what do you spend too much time? So what do you spend too much time doing?
Trabajando.
Como vosotros.
Viendo películas.
Jugando y chateando con el ordenador. Bastante.
En el Facebook, el 20, el Twitter y todas las redes sociales.
Y lo mismo, redes sociales.
Demasiado tiempo delante de un ordenador. Porque trabajo con eso y luego en casa me gusta volver a pues ver cosas y bueno, cuando llego a casa también estoy con el ordenador y con internet.
As usual, there's quite a lot of Spanish to listen to there. So we'll go back through each of the answers in turn, and I'll help you understand what has been said. Let's listen to the first response, a very quick answer, from our first interviewee.
Trabajando.
Como vosotros.
So this person spends too much time working, trabajando, and her husband adds, como vosotros. And he was referring there to the team who was filming the interview, como vosotros, like you all. Let's listen to the next response. Again, another short answer.
Viendo películas.
So this interviewee spends too much time watching films. In the next response, from three younger interviewees, listen out for the expression in Spanish for social networks.
Jugando y chateando con el ordenador. Bastante.
En el Facebook, el 20, el Twitter y todas las redes sociales.
Y lo mismo, redes sociales.
So social networks are redes sociales. Redes sociales. Una red is a network or indeed a net. So the first girl in her response said jugando y chateando con el ordenador. So this first girl likes playing and chatting on the computer. And the second and third interviewees also mention redes sociales. Have a listen.
Jugando y chateando con el ordenador. Bastante.
En el Facebook, el 20, el Twitter y todas las redes sociales.
Y lo mismo, redes sociales.
We heard specific redes sociales mentioned there. We had el Facebook, el 20 y el Twitter. So you're probably already familiar with Facebook and Twitter. However, you may not have heard of 20. El 20 is a Spain-based social network, very popular among students in Spain. And the final speaker agreed. She said, lo mismo, the same thing. Redes sociales, social networks. Now, our final interviewee also seemed to spend too much time on his computer. Have a listen to this response.
Demasiado tiempo delante de un ordenador. Porque trabajo con eso y luego en casa me gusta volver a pues ver cosas y bueno, cuando llego a casa también estoy con el ordenador y con internet.
So a more developed response this time, and the interviewee said here that he spends too much time delante de un ordenador, in front of a computer. So he works with computers. He says, trabajo con eso. I work with that. So this interviewee likes to go back and look at things again when he gets home. He says, bueno, cuando llego a casa, también estoy con ordenador y con internet. So when I get home, I'm also with the computer and with the internet. Let's listen to all four interviews once more, and you'll see how much you've understood this time.
Trabajando.
Como vosotros.
Viendo películas.
Jugando y chateando con el ordenador. Bastante.
En el Facebook, el 20, el Twitter y todas las redes sociales.
Y lo mismo, redes sociales.
Demasiado tiempo delante de un ordenador. Porque trabajo con eso y luego en casa me gusta volver a pues ver cosas y bueno, cuando llego a casa también estoy con el ordenador y con internet.
Marc, yo te tengo que decir algo. Yo también paso demasiado tiempo trabajando. Creo que voy a ir a tomarme una copa. Hasta luego.
Pues la verdad es que estoy de acuerdo contigo. I also think I spend too much time working, but that's another story. Muchas gracias, Alba. Thanks to Alba once again for the interviews that she's brought us this week. And a very interesting question, ¿en qué pasas demasiado tiempo? And this is really where we should say over to you, because we'd like to hear your responses to this question and indeed our previous questions on the Coffee Break Spanish magazine. Please head over to radiolingua.com and find the link for this episode and then post a comment answering our question, ¿en qué pasas demasiado tiempo? Of course, as usual, you can contribute on Facebook and Twitter. You'll find us at facebook.com/coffeebreakspanish and on Twitter at learnspanish. Okay, before we finish this week, I'd like to mention one other thing, and that involves another set of podcast awards. Last time I talked about the International Podcast Awards, for which we were hoping to get a nomination. We'll find out in a few weeks' time if we've been successful. But we found out this week that we have been nominated for a European Podcast Award in the Professional Podcast category. So if you'd like to help us become one of the Professional Podcasts of the Year, initially for the UK and then for the rest of Europe, then please head over to our website at radiolingua.com, where you can find the links to go and vote for Coffee Break Spanish or indeed Coffee Break French. Now, we should also point out that you don't need to live in the UK or indeed anywhere in Europe in order to vote and become involved in the European Podcasting Awards. So we'd like to ask the whole of the Coffee Break Spanish community to think about voting for Coffee Break Spanish in this exciting award. Okay, that is all for this week. We'll be back again soon with more Coffee Break Spanish magazine. Como siempre, os doy las gracias y hasta muy pronto. This podcast was brought to you by the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at www.radiolingua.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.